I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests continue in Algeria. Demonstrators don't want their current ruler to seek a fifth term in April. The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton. This looks like the situation in Sudan. Protesters there began demanding change back in December. Algerian demonstrators are trying to stay peaceful and avoid an Arab Spring 2.0. But that all could change at a moment's notice.
You start to think back to the Arab Spring. You start to think back to some of the violence that we saw during that period of time. And it could get ugly. When you have an authoritarian government and you have people marching in the street, there is a recipe there that things could turn in a bad direction.
And E3 Partners is passionate about equipping people to globally spread the gospel. But the ministry also recognizes the need for God's word in its home country, the United States. And that's why E3 partners with and offers training for U.S. churches. E3's Jeff Johnson says an example of the impact is in Steve's story, a man who decided to knock on doors and offer to pray for his community. Then, one couple invited him back.
For 9 weeks, Steve kept coming back and just reading through the Bible with Daniel and Laura and sharing the gospel with them over and over again and teaching them how to share it themselves and just really pouring into them and discipling them. And it's kind of crazy to see what's come of that now.
Steve baptized the couple. Now they attend his church and volunteer doing the same thing that Steve did for them. Pray for Daniel and Laura for their faith and ministry work. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. Or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. On with